首先祝你们新年快乐。
Happy New Year to brothers and sisters.
我不晓得你们去年过得如何。
Do not know how your last year went.
那不管到了年底的时候，我们总是会想尽办法聚在一起。
At the end of the year, we always try to gather together.
那但是呢，因为疫情的限制，还是很多地方的不方便。
Because of the pandemic, many still very not convenient.
但是我们感谢神，就像刚才我们献的诗歌，神的恩典够用，我们要感谢神。
But we thank God because His grace is sufficient for us.
那新年要什么讲什么题目呢？就是新年耶稣请客。
What is the topic for the New Year? Which is the New Year Jesus is inviting guests over?
我在准备 PowerPoint 的时候，我在讲到底用怎么样很多的餐，很多的那个菜哈，但是到最后还是喜欢找到了那个牛肉面啊。
I was trying to, when I was preparing the PowerPoint, I wanted to know what kind of picture I should have, but then I found the soup, the beef soup.
我们要读的经文是路加福音第十四章第十五到第十六节。
The scripture is Luke.14 verses 15 to 16.
那这段的经文讲到，同席的有一个人听见这话，就对耶稣说：“在神国里，吃饭的人有福了。”耶稣对他说：“有一个人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。”
Now, when one of those who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who."Who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. But he said to him, a man was giving a big dinner and he invited many.
那第二段经文是启示录第十九章第九节。
Second passage is Revelation 19:9.
那中文讲到凡被请赴羔羊之宴席的有福了。
Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May God bless those who hear His words.
谢谢。有人说中国人是很爱吃饭的民族。
People say Chinese loves to eat.
所以什么东西都可以吃。
We can eat almost anything.
天上的动物除了飞机不能吃都可以吃。
Those that fly in the sky except for the plane we eat.
那地上的动物走路的就除了桌子那就其他都可以吃。
Those who walk, we eat everything except for tables.
而且我们也很喜欢请客。
And we like to invite guests.
每逢过年过节总是会有大鱼大肉。
Whenever there's a festival, we always put up a big feast.
而且请客很大方。
And it was abundantly prepared.
我们要让客人呢吃得饱，而且吃得过瘾。
We want our guests to be filled.
而且吃完了还可以带包，还带着剩下的东西回去哈。
And after the dinner, that they can take stuff home.
记得有一次我拜访一个家庭。
I remember once I visited a family.
明明我通知他说我探访完了，一定要回家。
I told him after the visit, I need to go home.
我不能够留下来的。
I cannot stay.
可是，一到了那里以后，全家人都在那拜托拜托，可不可以留下来
？But when I arrived, the whole family asked me to stay.
他说这是他们家里的传统。
He said this is their custom.
那他们说这是他们无上的光荣。
This is their honor.
你知道当天晚上他端了多少菜吗？
Do you know how many dishes he prepared?
大概你也想不到哈，多少
you probably cannot imagine.
17道菜。
17 dishes.
原来他们的家母向来是很好客的，而且很会做菜。
The mother of the house really loves to have guests.
而且煮的菜都是很道道地地的。
And every dish is very special.
而且特别提说这是我们家乡的第一道菜。
And this came from my my home.
今年的第一个主日。
The first Sunday of this year.
我说我要讲的是新年耶稣请客。
Is Jesus is treating.
但是我不讲耶稣请我们吃什么菜或者是几道菜。
Not what kind of dish or how many dishes Jesus is treating.
我只是要讲耶稣请客的属灵的意义是什么。
I want to share with you the spiritual meaning of Jesus having guests.
对于我们要面对新的一年来说，这是一个很好的一个教导。
For us facing the new year, this is a good teaching.
今天的经文一提到当时候是在安息日。
The passage told us it was on the Sabbath.
主耶稣受邀到一个法利赛人的家中做客。
A Pharisee invited Jesus to be a guest at his house.
这法利赛人还是一位首领啊。
He was the leader of.
自然他所请的都是有头有脸的人。
So every guest must have some status.
就像往常一样，他们目的就是要探讨耶稣在安息日会不会违法。
As usual, they were watching Jesus closely to see if Jesus will violate the Sabbath.
所以他们的请客是有目的的。
So there was a reason for them to invite Jesus.
希望逮到一个机会来控告他。
So that they can catch him and accuse him.
所以他们先安排好那个把一个水肿病的病人带到耶稣的面前。
So they prepared and brought a man with suffering from dropsy.
看他安息日会不会医病。
To see if Jesus will heal on the Sabbath.
耶稣真的医治了他。
Jesus indeed healed him.
就像他们所安排的一样。
Just as they wished.
那可是呢，紧接着耶稣基督马上给他们一个机会教育。
But Jesus used this opportunity to teach them.
告诉他们什么是法律的真正意义。
To teach them what is the truth of the law.
入座的时候，这些客人争先恐后要抢首位。
As they were seated, the guests were fighting for the seat of honor.
那主人也没有请那些贫穷困苦的人来。
And the host did not invite any poor people.
耶稣看见了就针对这件事来教训他们。
When Jesus saw this, he spoke against their actions.
主耶稣先对那些抢所谓的这些客人们，
He said to the guests who were fighting for seats of honor,
对他们说，上帝国里被认为是高贵的人，是那些存谦卑的心服侍卑贱的人。
He said, in God's kingdom, those who are honored are those who serve others.
神高举那谦卑的人，而贬义那些骄傲的人。
God will humble the proud and honor the humble.
主耶稣又劝那主人说，不要以势利的眼光来请客。
And Jesus counseled the host not to use a snobbish attitude to invite guests.
真正的爱是坐在那些永远无法回报的人。
True love is performed on those who can never repay.
耶稣会亲自报答他们，赐给他们永生。
Jesus would repay them personally and give them eternal life.
就在这个时候，同席的一个法利赛人听了很不舒服。
At the same time, a Pharisee at the table was uneasy.
觉得很丢脸呢。
And he was embarrassed.
觉得耶稣讲的是针对我们讲了，让我们难堪。
He said, he thought.Jesus was saying this so that we can be embarrassed.
所以他就大声地说，在上帝国里吃饭的人是有福的。
So he said loudly, "Blessed is everyone who eats bread in the kingdom of heaven."
这个人讲到弥赛亚的国度，就是能够享受天国里宴席的美福跟美好。
This person mentioned the Messianic kingdom, which is the heavenly feasts that they are going to enjoy.
他想用这句话来转移大家的焦点。
He wants to turn everybody's focus away.
也暗示说，耶稣，你这句话是对的。
And to imply that what Jesus said was unnecessary.
他的意思是，我们这些人难道不是已经在上帝的国里有吃饭的资格了吗？
He meant to say that aren't we all qualified to be at the feast in the kingdom of God?
他们对耶稣的话为什么那么敏感是有原因的。
Why were they so sensitive to what Jesus said?
基督时代的犹太人有一个习惯。
During Jesus' time, the Jews had a custom.
在家中吃饭掰饼的时候。
When they are having a meal at home.
常常会大声宣告说，在上帝国里吃饭的人有福了。
Often they will cry out, "Blessed is everyone who eats bread in the kingdom of heaven."
这句话不单表示一个祝福，也是一个盼望。
This is not only a blessing, but also a hope.
更多的意思就是肯定自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And to affirm that they are descendants of Abraham.
而且确实在他们在天国的国度里是有自己的份。
And they have a share in the kingdom of God.
他们这句话讲出来的时候是自以为很伟大，而且很自豪。
And this is the point of pride for them.
耶稣听完了这一位自认为很属灵的法利赛人的话之后，
After Jesus heard this self-righteous Pharisee,
就立刻跟他讲了这个有关大宴客的比喻。
Immediately told them the parable of the dinner.
那他说有一个人摆设大筵席。
He said a man gave a big dinner.
请了许多客。
Invited many.
做到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说
：“At dinner time, he sent his slaves to those who have been invited, saying,
请来，样样都齐备了。
Come, everything is ready now.
请问，你们注意看这段经文，主人邀请客人几次
？Let me ask, how many times did the host invite the guests?
他请几次客
？How many times?
你们注意看这个经文，你们注意。”是一次还是两次
？Once or twice？
啊，几次还是两次
？Twice。
这个里面讲到他请了两次。
This story tells us he invited twice。
为什么是两次
？Why twice？
在没有钟表以前的那个时代
，Before we had the clock，
那宴席的日期会提前很长的时间就公布了。
The date of the feast would be announced well ahead of time。
但准确开始的时间就是要等到当天才知道。
But the actual time will be announced on that day.
按照当时的习惯，
According to custom,
请客的主人会向被请客的同一个人发出两次的邀请。
The host will issue two invitations to the invited guests.
第一次是一般性的邀请。
First is just the general invitation.
告诉受邀的人会有一个特别的宴席。已经决定请你了。
Telling the guests there will be a special feast and you are invited.
希望做好心理准备哦。
That you should be prepared.
然后第二次的邀请是什么呢
？What is the second invitation?
告诉客人说宴席已经准备好了。
That the feast is ready.
那现在就等你来了。
And they are waiting for you to come.
那就请你准时赴宴席。
And that you should come promptly.
即使按照圣经的记载。
According to the Bible,
神对犹太人的邀请就是这样的程序。
This was the order of God's invitation to the Jews.
在以色列的历史中，
In Jewish history,
上帝的第一次邀请是先由先知发出来的。
God's first invitation was through the prophets.
第二次则是由耶稣基督亲自发出来的邀请。
The second invitation was through Jesus himself.
上帝期望自己的百姓能够积极地响应上帝来的邀请。
God wants his people to respond positively to his warm invitation.
很明显的，天父上帝所摆的福音的宴席，原先是优先给犹太人来享受的。
Clearly, our Heavenly Father prepared the gospel feast to the Jews first.
他希望他们都来享受这个福分。
That they can enjoy the blessing.
所以才会差遣了先知。
So he sent the prophets.
他们希望能够先蒙福，然后被神使用。
That they will be blessed first and then be used by God.
但是很遗憾的是，圣经告诉我们，这个比喻是受邀的人不领请。
But regretfully, the Bible tells us those who were invited did not come.
那他们都异口同音的推辞。
That they all refused.
头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须要去看看。”
The first said, "I bought a piece of land. I must go see."
那请你存我推辞吧。
Please excuse me.
有一个说我买了五对牛，我要去试一试。
The second said, I bought five oxen. I need to try them out.
请你存我辞了。
Please excuse me.
那第三个说我刚刚娶了太太，所以我不能去。
The third said, I married a wife and I cannot come.
每一个理由都很像是合情合理。
Every excuse seemed reasonable.
其实第一跟第二个的借口是很可笑的。
Actually, the first and second excuse were laughable.
为什么人会迫切地去看看他，看看或者是试一试刚刚买过的东西呢？
Why would people want to try what they have already bought?
他的借口是要检查所做的投资。
Their excuse is to examine their investment.
所以他的理由说没有时间参加。
So they cannot, do not have time to go.
其实这个借口是没有意义的。
Actually, this excuse does not make sense.
因为他们浪费了时间投入在已经买好的东西。
Because they wasted the time on things that they bought.
却不把时间放在那些他们从来没有想过。
But did not spend time on those things that they did not think of.
没有把时间放在他们绝对无法能购买的东西。
And not on things that they cannot purchase themselves.
况且那应许是关乎那永恒跟荣耀。价值的东西。
Besides, the feast is for eternity and is priceless.
但是他们没有看得那么远。
But they did not see so far.
他们三个人都不在乎自己会错过什么。
The three did not care if they missed something.
他们不明白这场宴席对他们的意义跟重要。
They did not understand the importance of this feast.
他们也不在乎自己所失去的并非只不过是美味的食物。
They did not care that what they lost was delicious food.
而是能够跟主人一同坐席。
But that they can be at the same table as the host.
能够同享主人的荣耀跟爱宴的喜乐。
To enjoy the glory of the host and the love feast.
这些人不知道受邀的那个尊贵。
They did not know the value of the invitation.
他们没有看到这份殊荣是应该要珍惜的。
They did not see this as an honor to be treasured.
主人显示他邀请的诚意。
The host showed his sincerity.
所以特别差派仆人登门造访，提醒客人。
And sent his guests to the people's homes personally to remind them.
要让他们切实可以到达参加。
So that they can come and attend.
没有想到他们说我太忙了，我没有时间了。
Did not think that they said I'm too busy, I do not have time.
我还有那些没有办成的事了。
I have things I need to take care of.
我现在不行，下一次吧。
I cannot come now, but maybe next time.
都是以我为中心的理由。
These are all I focused.
就是我重要，我第一优先。
I'm most important. I take priority.
受邀的人异口同音的推辞。
Those who were invited had the same excuse.
显然这些人当初接受邀请并没有诚意。
This shows that when they initially accepted the invitation, they were not sincere.
他们看到了邀请函，认为这是好事。
They saw the invitation and thought it was good.
所以草草的就答应了。
But casually accepted.
但是根本没有把这件事情放在心上。
But did not take it to heart.
我们不难认出比喻中所描述的这一类的人。
It's easy for us to identify this type of person.
他们这一类的人是轻浮随便的态度，接受神的邀请跟基督教的信仰。
They casually accepted God's invitation and the Christian faith.
事实上，直到如今，这一类的人相当的普遍。
Even today, this type of person is common.
他们对基督教的信仰跟真理从来不争辩，而且也不反对。
They do not argue or oppose the Christian faith.
他们相信有神。
They believe there is God.
他们相信有天堂、天使跟地狱。
They believe in heaven, hell, and angels.
所以听到福音的时候，哇，好高兴，就接受了。
When they heard the gospel, they were glad and accepted it.
他们后来也参加敬拜。
And they attended worship.
也常常听到。
And listened to sermons.
他们跟那些怀疑、不信跟否认神的那些人是大大的不同。
They are vastly different from those who doubt and unbelieving.
他们跟那些抵挡福音的那些人根本也不一样。
They are different from those who deny God's existence.
他们从小相信福音。
They may have believed from the youth.
从来没有怀疑过。
They never doubted.
但他们就像这个跟耶稣同席而跟他讲话的人一样。
It's like those who are at the same table with Jesus.
也会讲很属灵的话。
And they speak spiritual phrases.
所以他才会能够讲说，在上帝国里吃饭的人有福了。
So that's why they said, those who eating the bread in the kingdom of heaven will be blessed.
请问这句话有没有错？
Is this wrong?
100%的答对了。
This is correct.
但是问题是他知道这是什么意思吗？
But did they know the meaning?
他以为自己已经在神的国里 有吃饭的那个资格。
They thought they had the authority to eat at the kingdom.
他认为将来在天堂里面他会跟神同得荣耀。
They thought in heaven that they will be glorified with God.
但是耶稣挑战他。
But Jesus challenged them.
他真的告诉他说，你真的你明白所讲的话是什么吗？
Do you truly understand what you are saying?
所以这个大比喻是针对谁讲，你知道吗？
So what is the who Jesus telling the parable to?
就是针对这个属你自以为属灵的人。
Is to those who think they are spiritual.
用这个比喻指出他的问题所在。
Is to answer their questions.
耶稣马上看得出这个人的信仰是模模糊糊的。
Jesus saw that their faith is vague.
是马马虎虎的，是马马得的。
Very casual and vague.
是差不多差不多的。
It's good enough, shallow.
是泛泛的信仰，简简单单的信仰。
It's very shallow faith.
主人以为受邀的人会来宴席的。
The master thought those who are invited will come.
怎么一到了时间到了。
But when time came,
他们本来的面目才暴露出来。
Their true faces are exposed.
其实这一次的那个宴席是一项考验。
Actually, the feast is a test.
也是一种操练。
And also a drill.
今天我们相信信仰是因信称义。
We believe the righteousness is through faith.
但是信心要有行为啊。
But faith has to accomplish by
works. 信心若没有行为，就是死的。
Faith without works is dead.
主耶稣基督在这个比喻跟其他的地方一再清楚地指出。
Jesus through this parable in other places clearly pointed out.
他说：“你们单单称呼我说主啊，主啊还不够。
Just calling Lord, Lord is not enough.
没有行为的盼望跟心愿是没有价值的。
Those the faith without works and action is without value.
今天有许多人看来是基督徒。
Today, many people seem to be Christians.
但是时间一到了。
But when time comes.
或者是遇到了困难、失业、失败了。
But when they face difficulty and the loss of job.
或者是碰到疾病或不顺利的时候就离开了神。
And when they are sick or come to adverse circumstances, they leave God.
我不知道在这一两年，包括美国更很多的地方，因为疫情的缘故不来教会，以后从来就不会到教会。有没有这样的人？大多今天很多教会发现是很多。
These 2 years, because of the pandemic, those who stopped going to church and probably will not go back again, there are quite a few of these examples.
那其实这些都是跟信仰的根基有关的。
This has to do with the foundation of our faith.
基督徒的信仰绝对不是抽象的。
Our faith is not abstract.
也不是盲目的。
It's not vague.
也不是迷信的。
It's not superstition.
是很清清楚到你可以主观的经历到你所信的是谁。
It's truly that we know what we believed in.
而且是明确，而且很具体的。
It's with substance and clear.
而且这样的信仰是要求我们表里一致的。
And it's something that we have to show.
是有信仰表现的。
That there are actions we need to take.
信仰马马虎虎的人，平常在风平浪静的时候没有事。
Those who have a weak faith are okay when everything is calm.
但是遇到困难不顺利的时候
，But when adversity comes,
他们的信仰就受到严重的考验。
Their faith is tested severely.
经不起考验的就慢慢离开神。
When it cannot stand the test, they will leave God.
经不起考验的就做结论说上帝不在乎我。
And those who cannot stand the test will think that God does not care for me.
有的人轻易说原来上帝不爱我。
And people will say God does not love me.
原来上帝不在这个世界。
And God is not in this world.
那是跟信仰的根基有关。
This has to do with the foundation of his faith.
圣经继续告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
那仆人回来把这事都告诉了主人。
The slave came back and reported all this to the master.
家主就动怒。
The master became angry.
就对仆人说快出去到城里大街小巷。
and said, go into the streets and the lanes of the city.
领那些贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的出来。
Bring in those who are poor, those who are disabled, those who are blind.
仆人说，主啊，你所吩咐我的都已经办了，还有空位啊。
The slave said, Master, what you have commanded, I have done, and there's still room.
主人对仆人说，
The master said to the slave,
你出去到路上跟篱笆那里。
Go out to the roads and the hedges.
勉强人进来。
And press upon them to come in.
坐满我的屋子。
So that my house will be filled.
我告诉你们。
For I tell you,
先前所请的人没有一个得尝我的宴席。
None of those who were invited shall taste my dinner.
当时预备宴席要花很长的时间，还有很多的功夫。
It takes a long time to prepare a dinner at that time.
等主人准备好了开席的时候。
When the preparation will be finished and when the dinner is about to start.
才叫宾客过来。
Is when the guests are called.
所请的人明明是答应要来的。
Those who are invited have already accepted.
可是时间到了。
Now time is here.
该请的不来。
But those who invited did not come.
主人就差仆人到城里的大街小巷找其他的人。
So the master sent the slaves into the streets and alleys to find others.
以免浪费这个大宴席。
So that the feast will not be wasted.
主耶稣基督在这个比喻里面。
Jesus in this parable
很严正地指出
solemnly pointed out
以色列人的傲慢跟自义
the Israelites' pride and self-centeredness
他们因此失去了蒙恩的机会
so they lost the chance for grace
他们浪费了上帝的救恩
they wasted God's salvation
这段经文结束的时候
at the end of this passage
耶稣郑重地告诉在场的人
Jesus warned those who were present
他说
He said,
"Okay." 他说：“我告诉你们，先前所请的人没有一个得尝我的宴席。”
I tell you, none of those who were invited shall taste of my dinner.
很明显，经文所讲的先前所请的人是谁呢？
The Bible tells us who were those who invited.
就是指以色列人。
They were the Jews.
特别是这个那个法利赛人。
The Pharisees.
那些致命有份你天国宴席的人
Those who think they have a part in the kingdom
用今天的话就是那些自认为是基督徒却没有认真看待信仰的人
For today is those who think they are Christians but do not take their faith seriously
他们原来是神爱的对象也是上帝的朋友
They were God's friends and they were the object of God's love
但是他们忽略上帝的恩典
They ignore God's grace.
藐视神的话
Have contempt for God's word.
轻看神的邀请
Lightly regarded God's invitation.
在他们的心中没有把主当作主人
In their hearts, they did not revere the Lord as God.
也没有在凡事上尊主为大
And did not honor him in all things.
他们无法进入并同享大宴席的荣耀
They were not able to enter and enjoy the feast.
如果我们所深信的是一个至大至尊、至圣、至绝的神
If we believe in the supreme almighty God
我们一定会以尽心、尽力、尽性、尽意来爱他的
We will love him with all our heart, might and strength
我们不可能把他当作仆人而是把他当作是主人来看待
We will not treat him as servant but as the host, as the master
我们一定会爱他所爱、说他所说
We will love what he loves and say what he says
我们会行他所行
We will do what he does.
我们会在乎他所在乎的事。
We will care about the things he cares for.
比喻中的大宴席。
This the feast in the parable.
是犹太人梦寐以求的弥赛亚国度。
Was what the Jews dreamt about as far as the messianic kingdom.
他们知道那是一个荣耀的国度。
It was a glorious kingdom.
他们甚至已经答应了神。
They promised to God.
所以神预备了这个国，预备道路给他们。
So God prepared this feast.
借着耶稣基督的舍身流血被钉在十字架上。
Through the death of Jesus and crucifixion on the cross.
让他们有一条路可以进入神的国。
So they can have a path to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他们也深信也渴望。
They truly believed and hoped.
在上帝国里同桌吃饭的福分。
To be blessed with those who are eating the bread in the kingdom of heaven.
但是耶稣提醒他们说
But Jesus reminded them.
你只是羡慕向往神的国度是还不够的
Just for envy and yearning for God's kingdom is not enough.
你口说我愿意去，但是没有行动也是没有用的。
If you just say I'm willing to go, but without action, it's useless.
他们今天真正的问题是什么？
What is the question
they have? 他们不愿意付上进入天国的代价。
They are not willing to pay the price to enter the kingdom of God.
我请问大家，这个比喻里面赴宴席的人最难付的代价是什么？
In this parable, what is the price to be paid for those who attend the feast?
最难的代价就是那个田地跟牛，还有那个太太，就是家庭。
The price is the land, oxen, and family.
不同的人需要付出不同的事物。
Different people may have to pay, give up different things.
但是总要有代价要付出的。
There's always a price to be paid.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
对你来说
，For you,
如果要你要追求神
，If you want to pursue God,
有什么代价是你最难付的呢
？What is the most difficult price for you to pay?
有哪些代价？有哪些事物是拦阻你追求神的呢？
What keeps you from pursuing God?
那些障碍是哪里？
What are the obstacles?
我们要把那些都要除掉。
We need to get rid of those things.
你要除掉的话，你要付出代价。
To get rid of those, we have to pay a price.
当时候的人就不愿意付代价。
Those people are not willing to pay the price.
所以被主耶稣基督所责备。
So, Jesus rebuked them.
我们今天进入神的国，我们也需要面对一个选择。
When we enter God's kingdom, we have to make a choice.
到底你要选择来生还是今生？
You want to choose life in the future or life in the present?
你要永生还是现在的这是今生？
You want eternity or just living right now?
你要短暂的还是永恒的？
Do you want something temporal or eternal?
哪一件事情对你来说很重要呢？
Which is more important to you?
如果这两个冲突的时候，
When there's a conflict,
你要勇敢的放弃一样次要的东西。
You have to bravely give up the secondary thing.
这是一个态度的问题。
This is a question about your attitude.
请问，
let me ask.
你今生在乎的是田地跟牛跟那个妻子吗？
You care more about land, oxen, and wife?
将来在荣耀的国度里，你还要为这些牛跟田跟家妻子跟家庭还要担忧吗？
In God's kingdom, will you still be concerned about the land, oxen, and wife?
如果你在上帝的国度里还要继续为这些担忧，你不要去西天国了。
If you're still concerned about this, then you probably don't want to enter the kingdom.
任何人都知道今生所拥有的一切将来都带不走。
We all know that everything that we are concerned about, we cannot take with us.
所有地上的物都是属于短暂，而且终究都要废去的。
Everything on earth are temporary and will become rubbish.
但在天国里的一切都会更新。
But in God's kingdom, everything will become new.
而且会直到永永远远。
And will last forever.
从这个大宴席的比喻里面可以看到。
According to the parable of the dinner,
我们到底在哪里？
We can see where we are.
这个比喻里面可以让我们看到一个事实。
We can see this fact.
我们每一个在座的人都有被主耶稣邀请的经历。
Everyone here have Jesus' invitation.
但主耶稣的重点不在你第一次的经历邀请。
But Jesus' focus is not on the first invitation.
而是在第二次的邀请。
But the second invitation.
这个邀请是很严肃的。
This invitation is serious.
是关乎你信仰的真实性跟实践性。
It's about the authenticity and practicality of your faith.
是考验你信仰的真还是假。
Is to test whether your faith is genuine.
弟兄姐妹，你既然接受过第一次的邀请，
Brothers and sisters, you have accepted the first invitation.
那你就该接受第二次的邀请。
You should accept the second invitation.
你要露出对耶稣基督的信心吗？
Do you want to reveal your faith in Jesus?
你不妨活出跟神的名相称的生活吧。
Then you live a life worthy of God's name.
你要证明对未来有盼望吗？
Do you want to prove you have faith in the future?
不妨开始为天堂做准备吧。
Then prepare for the heaven.
你要表达对神的爱吗？
Do you want to express your love of God?
你不妨就开始全然的顺服他吧。
Then start to obey him completely.
我们中间可能有人会说我决志了。
Maybe someone will say I made a decision.
表明你已经相信了。
This show you believed.
对这样的人，我要恭喜你。
I will congratulate you.
这是你对主第一次邀请的回应。
This is your response to the Lord's first invitation.
但是现在耶稣发出了第二次的邀请。
But Jesus sent out the second invitation.
他要你受洗。
Which is for you to be baptized.
这个受洗对你是很为难吗？
Is this so difficult for you?
你受洗还担心什么吗？
What are you concerned about baptism?
你不是说你相信神，为什么现在还不相信受洗神会负责呢？
You believe in God, then why don't you think God will take care after you were baptized?
我劝各位，如果你已经说你节制很久，到了些十几年到现在还没有受洗，这个信息是对你的。
For those who have believed for many years but have not been baptized, this sermon is for you.
我们中间可能有人说我受洗了。
Then those who say I have been baptized,
我也要恭喜你。
I will congratulate you.
那但是现在耶稣发出的第二次邀请是什么呢？
What is Jesus' second invitation?
他要你进入教会，做教会的会员。
He wants you to become a member of the church.
你要尽做基督徒的本分。
That you have to do what the Christian should do.
你要爱教会，就像我基督爱教会，为教会舍己一样。
That you are to love the church just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
这个对你是很难的决定吗？
Is this so difficult for you?
你还在考虑吗？
Are you still considering?
如果我们中间，我们相信不少中间都已经是教会的会员了。
I believe many of you are church members.
我当然恭喜你啊。
I will congratulate you.
但是现在耶稣发出第二次的邀请。
But Jesus sent the second invitation.
他要你亲自参与教会的所有的侍奉。
He wants you to participate in the church's missions.
根据你的恩赐，你的能力来参与侍奉。
According to the gifts.To serve.
他要你参加宣教。
Such as participating in missions.
他要你甘心奉献。
To offer.
他要你实际参与关怀。
For caring.
他要叫你传福音。
And to evangelize.
那你还怕什么吗？
What are you afraid of?
你看到有什么不同吗？
What do you see is different?
主耶稣基督的第一次的邀请。
Jesus' first invitation.
是要叫我们心里确信。
So that we can have an assurance of salvation.
知道我们是蒙爱的，蒙拣选的，蒙恩惠的。
So that we know we are beloved and chosen.
但是第二次的邀请是要我们真正有信仰的回应跟行动。
And the second invitation is for us to respond in faith and action.
我们是基督的见证人吗？
Are we witnesses for Christ?
我们是基督的精兵吗？
Are we elite soldiers for Christ?
我们活出基督的形象吗？
Do we live the life of Christ?
我们凡事尊主为大吗？
Do we honor God in all things?
我们全然顺服圣灵的引导吗？
Do we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
这才是考验我们是不是基督的门徒。
This is how we know whether we are disciples of Christ.
神救恩的礼物不能够跟任何的晚宴或者是晚餐相比。
God's gift of salvation cannot be compared to any dinner party.
这个比喻讲到
The parable tells us
在神的荣耀的国度里面所预备的是一个大餐叫做希腊文叫 mega mega 就是那个 great 就是很大的一个餐就是 great banquet.
The dinner prepared was a mega dinner or feast.
这是一场完美丰富又盛大的宴席。
This was a perfect, abundant, and magnificent feast.
世界上没有一个庆典能够跟这个相比的。
There's no celebration in the world that can compare with it.
而且只有神能够筹备跟举办这样的大盛会。
Only God can prepare for such a magnificent feast.
神自己就是这个大宴席的顾问。
God himself is the advisor.
他是一个这个宴席的策划者跟主持人。
He's the planner and the master of ceremony.
他也是这个整个大宴席的财务管理者。
And he was the financial backer of the feast.
他亲自筹备了这场大的宴席。
God personally prepared this great feast.
他预备好了宾客的名单。
He came up with the guest list.
他也预备好了菜单还有节目。
He came up with the menu and the program.
这个宴席的花费很昂贵的。
This feast is very expensive.
但是免费出席的。
But it's free to attend.
救恩不能出售。
Salvation cannot be sold.
金钱也无法预留这个宴席的餐位。
Money cannot reserve you a seat at a feast.
没有人能够赚取出席的一个机会。
No one can earn an entrance to the feast.
人手能做的是什么呢？就接受 他的邀请，或者是拒绝他的邀请。
What we can do is to accept the invitation or to refuse the invitation.
客人不需要付任何的费用。
Guests do not need to pay anything.
神要的是你出席就好了。
God wants you to attend the feast, that's all.
自从主耶稣基督降生以来，
Since the birth of Jesus,
我们就进入了恩典时代。
We enter the age of grace.
主耶稣基督在我们的心门外一直在叩门。
Jesus is knocking on the door of our hearts.
他说，
He said,
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
若有听见我声音就开门的。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
坐席是跟他一起同桌吃饭的意思。
To dine together is to be at the same table.
跟他一起同桌吃饭是何等的荣耀。
To be at the same table is such glorious.
表示你接受了他的邀请。
That you accepted his invitation.
在新年2022的第一个主日。
In the first Sunday of 2022.
所有在听的人跟你们挑战。
I'm going to challenge everyone here.
你说你是爱主的。
You say you love God.
那你真的爱主吗？
Do you truly love the Lord?
你说你是信主的，但是你信主，真的信主吗？
You say you believe in the Lord. Do you truly believe him?
你说你是跟随主的，你是真实跟随主吗？
You say you follow him. Are you truly following him?
今天神给我们机会，你要打开心门。
God gives you the heart to open the door.
过去的事，软弱，我们求神赦免，而且悔改。
If you are weak, we can ask for God's forgiveness.
不要再像过去那样躲躲藏藏的那个似是而非，而且是马马虎虎的基督徒的灵性。
Let's not be like in the past when we are so casual and we are seems like hiding in our faith.
主耶稣说：“你赶快进来吧。”
Jesus said, "Come quickly."
他是为你降生的万王之王。
He came to earth as the King of Kings.
他是赐给你生命的万主之主。
He is the Lord of Lords that gives you life.
今年将会怎么样的一年？
What would this year bring?
没有人知道。
No one knows.
疫情带来的不安会多久也没有人知道。
No one knows the unrest brought upon by the pandemic.
我们前年很希望去年会更好，其实都没有改变。
The year before we thought last year would be better, but it seems did not change.
但是呢，我们希望今年更好。
We hope for a better year this year.
那有把握吗？
Do we have this assurance?
我们都不知道。
We do not know.
但是如果你有耶稣基督做生命的主，
If you have the Lord Jesus as the Lord of your life,
你的心灵会不一样的。
That you will be different.
即使你在高山低谷，他会与你同在。
Even though you are going through the A valley or mountain, he will be with you.
即使你孤单，他会与你同在。
Even if you are lonely, he will be with you.
即使你病倒在床上，他也照样与你同在。
Even if you are sick, God will be with you.
我们大胆地来到神的面前。
Let's come boldly to God.
他一直在你的心门外叩门。
He is knocking on the door of your heart.
他一直希望你快快地进那个接受他。
That you will accept him quickly.
你有没有发现呢？
Did you discover?
当你邀请主耶稣基督来到你的心里面的时候，
When you invite Jesus into your heart,
你会很惊讶地发现，
You will be surprised.
原来是主耶稣基督在邀请我，邀请你进入他的大宴席。
Actually, Jesus has invited you to come to his great feast.
他用爱来呼唤你。
He is calling you by love.
耶稣基督已经把万国万民的摆设的宴席已经准备好了。
Jesus has prepared this feast for all people, all kingdoms, and waiting for you.
不要再迟延。
So let's not delay.
如果你说你信了主还没有受洗，你不要再迟延。
If you already believe but have not been baptized, let's not delay.
如果说你已经信了主，但是你还没有真实进入到教会过教会的生活，你不要再迟延。
If you believed in God but have not entered the church life, let's not delay.
如果说你是教会的会友，但是你没有真正实际到上帝要做的那个工程还有永恒的计划，不要再迟延。
If you are a church member but you have not truly participated in the eternal works, let's not delay.
今年我们的题目是什么呢？
What is the topic of this year?
跟纪念一样，灵命增长，为主发光。
Is to increase our spiritual life and to be a light for the Lord.
那今年你是第二今年重点是在为主发光。
This year's focus is to shine for the Lord.
但不要忘了，持续发真光需要有个稳定的灵性成长。
But the order is in order to shine that we have to have a good spiritual growth.
我要告诉大家一个好消息。
I want to everyone to have the good news.
2022年
2022.
有上帝的同在。
We have God's presence.
上帝一定保守我们的教会。
God will take care of our church.
2022年是我们教会的第50岁的生日。
2022 is the 50th year for our church.
所以按照旧约，我们将会有一个喜年的庆祝。
We will have the celebration of the year of Jubilee.
我们每一个人都有一个同心合一的责任。
And we all have the same duty, same heart.
所以求神帮助我们在新年。
So may God help us in this new year.
我们在50周年喜年的时候送给上帝的大礼物是什么？
What is the present we will give to God during this year of Jubilee?
求神祝福我们所有的那个执事们。
May God bless all the deacons.
也祝福所有的团契的那个主席们。
And to bless all the chairmen of the fellowships.
那也那个祝福所有教会的牧者们。
And to bless all the pastoral staff.
当然也祝福我们所有的主日学的老师。
And to bless all the Sunday school teachers.
那还有这些诗班。
And the choir.
那很多人默默的无闻参与神的事工，这是上帝喜悦的。
And many people serve God without being known. This is what God likes.
愿神赐福他自己的教会。
May God bless His church.
而且也使用他自己的教会。
May God use His church.
好，我们现在我们一起来共守圣餐。
After communion.